I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Hall and Capitas fan hotline. I talked to a good friend from the Trib, Chris Adamski. And Chris, you have covered a variety of things at the Trib. I know it's been a while since you've covered Penn State, but I'm sure you've kept your eye a little bit on what's going on up there recently, I mean today. Any thoughts on the Pat Chambers story?
Well, mainly from to use the Mike Tomlinism global perspective, Penn State basketball has always just fascinated me with a morbid fascination that this is a school with the, you know, it's the third largest athletic budget, I think, in the country. You know, it's won the national championships. It's won in soccer. It's won them in lacrosse. You know, it's won them in, you know, football. You know, all these sports, essentially, you name the sport. Volleyball, they've been a national part. Wrestling, they win it every freaking year. Every sport that they want to be good at, they're good at. You know, there's all the, you know, big alumni base and, well, yeah, yeah, you know, all this money and all these resources. They've been in women's basketball Final Fours. They've been, you know, never, right now they haven't been very good here for the last couple of decades. They've had a good program at times at that. And yet men's basketball, the country's by far easily the second most popular sport in the country on the collegiate level. And there is this, a collective shrug that no one cares. Like, I know this, the Pat Chambers thing is more relevant now, you know, what happened or whatever, but it, the fact that he lasted 9 years without making a tournament appearance, not even making NIT. He made 7 years in a row without getting fired, without making the NIT at a Big Ten program. If you think about that for a second, how does somebody not get fired after 7 years of not even making an NIT? And I don't. And the thing is, I don't think he did a bad job. That's just an indictment, not of him per se. It's an indictment of the one part apathy of the Penn State, you know, just community toward men's basketball. One part sort of the fact that, you know, the basketball priority within the athletic department. And one part sort of the, you know, the reflection of those, that apathy and that lack of resources put into it, so the coach doesn't have a chance really to win there. And it just again, in fact, you know, Ohio State is a big athletic program. They're good at everything. Texas is good at everything. You know, Stanford, you can go through these, you know, kind of national brand programs that are good at every sport. And Penn State is generally with them in every other, as an athletic program on par, on whole. But men's basketball, the number two sport in the country by far, they just completely punt away. And it just fascinates the hell out of me that they never even bother. Nobody even cares that they're any good, essentially.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, it's incredible how long that guy lasted without really doing much of anything other than not be terrible. now, you obviously – there's a number of other things you cover, and if you look at the Steelers this week, remember a couple of weeks ago, Chris, there were a whole bunch of people crying about the Titans having to forfeit. But if that was going to be the case, we wouldn't be treated to a 5-0 versus 5-0 team game that is one of the best games of the year so far.
Yeah, I mean, I... The forfeit thing, I didn't ever see as being a realistic a option that the league would actually. I mean, this is the National Football League. I mean, this isn't, you know, youth football. This isn't you know, whatever. This isn't Division II college. Field hockey or whatever. I mean, this is the National Football League. Just in terms of that alone, just in terms of the money and involved and everything, and and the competitive, all that. Yeah, I didn't ever see that as being a pot, although it's 2020, you know, all kind of crazy things I've never seen before have happened. So I guess, you know, anything could have happened, but you're right. You might as well, you know, I don't think at the time they were both, what, they were 3-0 at the time each. So, you know, you would have a good game, but now, you know, at that point, 3-0, a lot of teams start out 3-0. Not too many start out 5-0. You're really at the point now where, you know, this game will have almost assuredly, you know, an effect on seeding down the road. These teams are going to make the playoffs for sure. It's crazy to think that 2-5-0 or better teams haven't met, what is it, 5 times in 50 years? It's pretty wild.
No, it absolutely is. And I think, you know, this is a good matchup for the Steelers, again, because their strength is stopping the run. Are you to the point where you're buying the Steelers as legitimate Super Bowl contenders yet?
I mean, I'm buying more in now, certainly, as the weeks go by, every time they win. And, you know, it's also that I know the Chiefs put together a good game the other day. They really did. And so I don't want to take, you know, they beat a good team on the road in the rain. So I don't want to diminish that. But they did lose the week before. And they didn't. My point of watching the Chiefs these last 2 weeks is they haven't looked like this, just the immovable. No, that they'd be an unstoppable force, I guess. Where even, you know, the Steelers defense is as elite as, you know, people say, or they look sometimes, or they can be. I still don't know if they're going to be able to stop the Chiefs at times. They were looking those first 3 or 4 games. These last 2 weeks now, they've looked more human. They've looked more, you know, that there's a chance to stop them, especially with a defense as good as the Steelers. Also, these last 2 weeks, the Steelers' offense finally broke that 30-point plateau. And, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that they certainly don't match the Chiefs offensively. But I guess my point overall is that if you want to talk about being a Super Bowl contender, you know, even maybe 2 weeks ago, I believe the Steelers might have been a top 5 or 6 team. And maybe, you know, you could say that or make the case of that. But I thought there was a kind of a big drop-off after the top, especially after the Chiefs. And maybe the Ravens, and maybe, you know, throw another team or two in there, Seattle. Now I feel like the Steelers can, like, if the Steelers play the Chiefs, you know, now I feel like they might beat them, you know, 3 or 4 times out of 10, maybe 5 even. But whereas before I thought it was, you know, 1 or 2. So in that sense, that's what makes it, I think, so more confident about their Super Bowl chances, is that I feel like they can, you know, be on a, you know, an almost equal footing with the best of their conference.
Well, there's absolutely that's absolutely the you know, the Chiefs are the team that you want to beat, and that's the way it goes. Are you a buyer in Robert? Don't call me Mickey Spillane, or do you need to see more before you're ready to say the inside linebacker problem is solved?
Yeah, call me and they need to see some more. I mean, obviously, he finished that game well. He made a couple plays. You know, you can look at it a couple ways. I've heard people say, oh, the Steelers didn't address the position in the offseason. But, they had 5 draft picks, remember, Paul? They traded a couple of draft picks. And if you went through you kind of looked at the roster, you identified 6 spots they needed reinforcements. And they took the other 5, and the one they didn't was inside linebacker. There's a musical chairs game going on there, and someone's got left out. And, you know, depending on the draft hell or whatever, and that's the one that got left out. They signed 2 of the more, you know, prominent undrafted free agents, if you want to call, you know, if you assign prominence to things like undrafted free agents, you're really nitpicking here. But they were a couple guys, one from Mississippi State, one from USC. Now, neither one of them made the team, but, you know, that's the same as taking a 7th-round pick or whatever. So, I don't know that was – I don't think they went in the offseason and said, guess what, we have Robert Spillane, we're not going to sign a linebacker. I don't think that's the way it happened. You know, you have limited resources. They short up other places, and that was arguably their finished spot in the team. You could make the case safety as well. Those are the 2 spots that they could at least afford. You make it make of Fitzpatrick and Devin Bush, both because they both are kind of unique players and unique skill sets, and because there is so little experience and known qualities behind them. Those are probably, after Ben Roethlisberger, of course, the 2 most players you could least afford to lose. They lost one of them out. So we'll see, we'll see how creative they get with it. I don't think anybody, including giving the true serum to the Steelers coaching staff, is going to say that, you know, we're comfortable putting Robert Spillane out there. you know, he can fill in everybody else at their job, and they kind of, you know, use them in the right packages, take them out at the right spots, kind of, you know, protect them in that sense. You know, if they use him that way, you know, they can probably get by with him. He's kind of impressed me there. And if you watch him, and this is all going on, it's true. If you watch, like, last training camp, we couldn't watch this training camp, really. When he came, he was under at the free. The kid makes plays, right? I mean, you don't get that many tackles. I know it's the max. All right, you know, I know whatever you want to say is undrafted, but he racked up a lot of tackles in college. And, you know, you don't necessarily do that unless you have some sort of instinct and some sort of, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Tyler Matakevich, right? You know, he racked up a lot of tackles. He's never going to be an NFL All-Pro. Now, that's the Steelers let him walk in the offseason. Now, you could say they let him walk and they knew that Roberts play. I don't think they really made decisions based on that in March and April. That's where they're at right now, and we'll see how he can do.
Chris, thank you so much for joining me, buddy. Great stuff, and let's do it again soon, sir.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Paul.
All right, my man. That's Chris Adamski from The Trip.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.